Fort Wayne Mayor Tom Henry, thanks very much for taking some time for us today.
It's my pleasure.
Tell us about this year in Fort Wayne. Was 2013 a good year for Fort Wayne?
I think 2013 was a banner year for our city. A lot of things were accomplished, and we set the foundation for not only 2014, but for the years to come. You know, some of the things that we were able to do in 13 was invest a lot more into our downtown area. Not only did we finish up the Harrison Square project, but obviously the new recent announcement with the Ash National headquarters, as well as the Bean apartment condominium development. We finished up the condominiums at the Anthony Wayne Bank. So there were a lot of different things happening in the core of our city. And at the same time, we set a foundation for years to come through not only releasing some of the legacy money, but also we made some modifications in our taxing unit. And as a result, we have some additional revenue now to invest.
Let's talk a little bit about the Ash Brokerage investment. $71 million, if I'm not mistaken. What does an investment of that size, of that magnitude, do for downtown Fort Wayne, for the city of Fort Wayne more broadly?
Well, we haven't had an investment of that magnitude in decades. The Parkview Field investment was multifaceted program for our city, initiative for our city, but this one is really a lot more private dollars than Parkview Field was. It is about $71-72 million, and about two-thirds of it is private sector money. So there's a lot more private money in it than public. But more than that, it brings a lot more concentration to downtown as far as additional jobs coming to the center of our city. I think they have currently about 300 employees. They're going to hire another 100 on top of that. There's going to be additional housing units as far as the apartments and condominiums. There's going to be more area for parking downtowns. There's going to be a lot of retail space on the first floor. We've already been talking to a number of different private developers who are considering putting some of their operations there. So there's a lot of spinoff besides just the national headquarters for Ash.
You know, this was a huge investment. Obviously, the city has been operating through a lot of public-private partnerships the last few years. There has in the past seemed to be a little bit of hesitancy on, say, council to invest that money. And I'm curious, do you see those public dollars continuing to taper back as the next year or two or three go on? Is it more in private hands now?
I think it's an evolutionary process. I think for years, the public sector had to step up and show the private sector that some level of investment was worthwhile in our city. So, you know, again, referring back to the Parkview Field initiative, a lot of that was public dollars. And the public sector did that to tell the private sector and the citizens of Fort Wayne, it's worth this type of investment in our downtown area. And over the years, we've seen more and more of the private sector stepping up, saying, yes, you're right, it is worth investment. Now, we're not quite ready yet to invest in a project totally. We still need some city support, but not necessarily in dollars, but it could be in what they call TIF financing, CREED financing, tax abatements, and other things to make it worthwhile for the private sector to invest. So you're seeing more and more of a partnership with the government, but also more and more private dollars coming in. So it's been worthwhile.
As these investments continue to come in the years to come, we were talking around the office, I guess, about some of the questions for this interview today, and the question came up a few times. What's the focus for downtown development now? Is there a specific direction that you hope the city focuses on, the city goes in the next few years?
Well, I think there's probably a couple of areas that we're excited about. One is the river study that's taking place. It's going to take about a year and a half to complete, but that's an area that the city of Fort Wayne's been looking at for quite some time, never quite had a sufficient revenue stream to support a study. In fact, there's never been a formal study done on our rivers and what their capabilities are. Well, now that's being performed, and again, in about a year, year and a half, that'll be finished. So we're very excited about turning our rivers into an asset for our city and a drawing a card, if you will. But we're not finished with the core of our city either. From a traffic flow perspective, we're going to be changing some one-way streets to two-way streets. We're going to be building a roundabout in our downtown area. We've got some more businesses that are looking at relocating downtown. There's a study being done on the possibility of a sports arena of some type downtown. The Anthony Wayne Services organization, initiated that, and they're paying for that, but at the same time it could benefit all of us depending on the results. So there's a lot of different levels of activity. All of them could profit our city.
If you don't mind, could we talk a little bit about some of the challenges that we saw in 2013 as well? Of course, I mean, one of the big headlining issues has been the violence. Sure. in town. Look ahead to 2014 for me, if you can. What has your administration, what have other city services done, or put in place, I should say, this year to help keep folks safe in the year to come?
Well, there is no single answer to crime in any city. It's a very complex issue. It takes a lot of different organizations working together, and I think that's what we're trying to do now, is to build some kind of cohesive base to address this spike in criminal activity. And it's not just the city of Fort Wayne. As I talk to other mayors, they're experiencing an increased level of crime, too, in their respective cities. Some Indianapolis recently has gone through a tremendous increase. I talked to their mayor and to their city council members as well, trying to get a feel for what they're doing. So we share with each other. But it is a very complex issue. It takes not only government stepping in as far as increases sometimes in public safety personnel and other measures, and also the communication between a city's public safety division and other agencies dealing with law enforcement, whether it be the sheriff's department or the state police and others. But it also takes a partnership with the educational system, with social service agencies, with the faith-based community, with neighborhood associations. So there's a lot of people involved in it. What we need to do is to sit down and try to come up with as many tools as we can possibly come up with. But there is no single answer. It's an environment that takes a lot of people working at the same time, trying to address not only the problem now, but what about the next generation?
To that coming investment, I suppose you could say, outgoing police chief Rusty York is going to become public safety administrator. Talk a little bit about what his role is going to be, how it's going to, well, help improve public safety in the city of Fort Wayne. The city hasn't had this office in many years.
It has been many years. The previous administration felt it was necessary for the police chief and the fire chief and the head of Animal Control Division and others who are involved in public safety report directly to him. And I felt the same way initially, but as these areas become more complex in their delivery system, there's more and more things going on with the police department, and not just the fighting on the criminal base, but other things as well, changing technology, changing training patterns with officers and so on. But same thing is going on with our fire department. There's been changes in technology dealing with the fighting of fires, changes in equipment and so on. And the same thing with animal control. We also have some new challenges in the 911 area. It's going to take more and more work in those areas to get the job done. And I felt it was time to bring back the director of public safety so that he could direct all of his time towards those three or four areas. And they still would communicate with me, but not in the intensive fashion that they'll be communicating with the new director of public safety. So it is a full-time job, and we'll still be communicating, but I've got somebody dedicated to those areas solely.
Can you talk a little bit about the city's investments in the southeast side? You know, we talked to some community leaders who have said that there hasn't been enough in terms of infrastructure or business or otherwise. How do you respond to that? And do you see anything on the horizon in 2014 or otherwise in terms of investment that folks on the southeast side might look forward to?
in contrast to what some people may feel, I believe there's been a significant amount of investment in Southeast Fort Wayne. We've invested a lot of money in infrastructure. We have some new housing units that we've invested in. We're building the new McMillan Community Center. We're talking to a lot of other developers about building additional housing possibilities and apartments. So I think that it's an evolutionary process. The southeast part of Fort Wayne did take a very hard hit a number of years ago, especially when there was a suburban sprawl. And it wasn't just southeast, but our entire city got hit. Well, it's beginning to come back. Unfortunately, southeast Fort Wayne is probably going to be the last area that will be able to take advantage of that. But again, I think it's a situation where we have to offer more and more from a commercial and retail perspective, and that's been the biggest challenge. I think the housing stock is making tremendous progress, but we need to bring back more retail. We need to bring back more opportunities for people to eat and to have an entertainment facet in Southeast, and that's been a difficult mountain to climb, and I just think it's going to take a while. But I think we've been investing heavily in Southeast, but we still have a ways to go.
What do you think it may take to get, say, retail commercial space filled down there?
I think we need to convince developers that there is sufficient cash flow available in Southeast Fort Wayne. Developers want to build where people have disposable income, that they will go out and shop, and they will go out and eat, and they will go out and be entertained and so on. I don't think we've convinced the developers yet that there is that kind of sufficient cash flow in the southeast part of town. And I think that's and I've been talking to a lot of the Neighborhood Association people out there, as well as businessmen and women. We know the money is there, but we have to convince the developers that it is and then work with them to proceed.
Looking into the year ahead, what are you most excited about for the city of Fort Wayne in 2014?
I think there's a couple of areas. One, the investment of our legacy fund. The city of Fort Wayne's council did approve several projects for 2014 and beyond. I mentioned the river study. That's one of them. We've got a sports study going on, not only the one for the arena, but how do we market Fort Wayne as a regional sports center for especially youth sports. We have college and universities now interested in doing more and more downtown. We have some traffic flow investments that we're going to be doing. So a lot of the discussion that we had in 2013 as far as how we're going to invest the legacy fund, a lot of it will be coming into place in 2014. So I'm very excited about that. I also think that businesses now are seeing that Fort Wayne has tremendous momentum going, and it's an exciting place to invest. And I think what we're trying to do is to put some revenue in place so that we can partner with the private sector so we don't lose that momentum. Fort Wayne right now, it's known throughout the state as being the happening place, and we got to make sure that that continues.
Fort Wayne Mayor Tom Henry, thanks very much for making time for us today. We appreciate it.
My pleasure entirely.